days, but other U.S. officials say such a move isn't imminent amid doubt that a new proposal could move negotiations any further. For WPFW News in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Sue Goodwin.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bone, y'all. Achilles, keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and help around. I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here with my able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing today, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. How about you, sir?
Man, I woke up this morning, it was mighty, mighty cold. I said, wait a minute. but it's warming up. It's warming up. You know, our topic today is a very, very interesting one. One that I was introduced back in the early 80s. And that is reflexology. So, Brother Frank, who do we have that's going to help us today with this topic?
We've got Maisie Coleman, Doc. She's a certified reflexologist with a 26-year-old practice. She's a classical empath, which means a person with an extrasensory empathic ability, capable of sensing the emotions of others around them in a way unexplained by conventional science or psychology. She deeply feels her patient's pain, fear, and energy. In addition to being a reflexologist, Ms. Coleman held many other positions in healthcare, including hospice doula, health care provider for the home.
Home health care.
That's it. Certified nursing and geriatrics assistant, licensed by the Maryland Board of Nursing, National Alliance for Mental Illness activist, and an educator and resource provider. Doc, I present you the amazing Maisie Coleman.
Ms. Coleman, we are so excited to have you here. We look forward to this discussion. You know, reflexology, like I said, I was introduced to it back in the early 80s by a friend of mine who I tried to get to continue practicing because he was so good, but he at the time, it wasn't extremely well known, and he could make more money in sales. So that's what he did. What made you become interested in reflexology?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you, Dr. Watkins, for having me on your show today. I respect and admire you for the work that you do as well. In answer to your question, I more or less had started out going to this place called the Egyptian Body Wrap some years ago, located in Silver Spring. And during the course of that time, it was very therapeutic. And I had started to more or less look into more holistic avenues. And there was a flyer on the board in the location of the Egyptian Body Wrap. And it said reflexology and aromatherapy class that was being held on a Saturday. So I said, okay, let me try this out. You know, of course, the reluctancy, of course, oh yeah, you can reach my organs through my feet. Okay. So I said, okay, let me just go to this thing and see what it's all about. And I think the convincing part for me was when the reflexologist who conducted the course came around to see whether or not we were, because we were partnered off with people, to see if we were doing the procedure correctly. And there was an area on my foot that she touched, and it was and it was very painful.
Was it behind your big toe?
No, this was not. This is my right foot underneath my diaphragm. And she asked, I asked her, but it was on the dorsal side. So I asked her, what is that? And she said, that's your liver. Hmm. And I said, there is no way that this woman who has never seen me in her life knows that my doctor's office had called me and said that my liver test had come back out of whack.
Mm.
Wow.
So when that happened, I said, well, maybe there is something to this. I had heard from the person who owned the Egyptian Body Wrap shop that there was a teacher who taught the Egyptian Body Wrap, I mean, the Egyptian reflexology. So I went out looking for her. I heard that she was a master reflexologist, and I wanted to be introduced to her so that I could learn more about this practice and to learn more about reflexology. So I enrolled in her class, and I was certified through her in 1998 at the Focus on Healing Institute.
So if for our listeners who are not familiar with reflexology, how would you define or explain reflexology to someone who's not familiar with it?
Okay, I will do the best I can to make it simple, because I know that it is something that a lot of people have not heard of. But what reflexology is, it's based on the premise that you have nerve endings in your hands, feet, and ears that corresponds to your organs and systems in your body. These are found on your, like I said, on your feet, on your hands, on your ears, and it works the nervous system. You know, so therefore your spine gives nerve and blood supply to different parts of your body. Mm-hmm. So you have your cervicals, you have your thoracic, you have your lumbar, you have your sacral, you have your coccyx. And there's 26 bones, and then there's the same 26 bones in the arch of your foot.
Wow.
So you have 7,200 nerve endings in your feet that when
7,200?
7,200. 250,000 sweat glands. Hmm. So when there's a stimulation of those nerve endings and your feet, it more or less stimulates the organs and systems inside of your body. to free up the energy channels and the blockages that's there. For a reflexologist, I look for crystals. And that's slang for crystals, but in reality, it's uric acid and calcium deposits that lodge in those nerve endings and keep the circulation from being continuous. What I like to compare it to is orange juice. When you get orange juice or buy a bottle of orange juice, typically the water is on the top and the pulp is on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Reflexology shakes it up. It shakes it up so that your circulation is continuous and it just doesn't stop in your feet. You know, which in turn causes the body systems to stabilize and some people would say homeostasis. It revitalizes energy and it cleans the bodies of toxins, it improves circulation, and more importantly than anything, which is one of the number one killers, it reduces stress and it induces relaxation.
Oh, did you just say stress was the number one killer?
Yep.
She's been listening to our station.
No.
Independent thinker. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
And most people say heart disease, but we say heart disease, stress, cancer stress, diabetes stress, hypertension stress. So, but how long has reflexology been around?
You know, reflexology has been around for a while. As a matter of fact, it's over 5,000 years old. Mm. It started in China, but it lost its effectiveness. They lost sight of it, and they went over to acupressure, acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And the first recorded case was in Egypt in 2300 BC. Mm. And this was verified because hieroglyphics were found in the physician's tomb showing practitioners of reflexology.
All right, now.
So that's how long it's been around. And not only that, the first documented case in the United States of America was in 1852. And this was dating back to the Cherokee Indians.
Hmm. Mm.
The Cherokee Indians knew about the healing power of the earth through the feet.
All right, now.
And they knew that the energy radiates through the feet, through the soil.
Mm.
You know, so they understood that concept. And as a result of it, those are the two that I'd like to speak to. But there's one other one that's important. And this person is called the mother of reflexology. Her name is Eunice Ingham. And Eunice Ingham developed the charts that we use today in 1941. And as a result of her, it's the chart that we all use today.